We pray. Holy Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Recently, I've been engaged in an in-depth study of Genesis chapter 3. And while pondering Satan's temptation of Eve, that is, I was struck with the idea that lying is so common in this world. And it led me to wonder what to expect as we travel down Highway 2024. We should probably expect what the psalmist recorded in Psalm 116, verse 11. I said in my haste, all men are liars. Now, the word for haste here refers to the kind of hurrying that happens when you are alarmed. P.E. Kretzmann's commentary, it's online if you want an excellent commentary, Kretzmann's commentary, he says about this, forsaken by men, miserably neglected by those whom he expected assistance, from whom he expected assistance in his troubles, the psalmist has learned to put all his trust in God alone, to depend on him in the midst of all calamities. So the psalmist could not depend on human beings because the world is full of liars. It began in the Garden of Eden. First, Satan tricked Eve into questioning God's command. And once that happened, he saw his opening and outright lied to her. And she bought the lie. She ate the fruit. Jesus describes Satan in this way. He does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. From Eden onward, the offspring of Adam and Eve have been congenital liars. We're born that way. It's built into our spiritual DNA. I didn't do it, Mommy. But Prof, my computer crashed. Sweetheart, it'll be okay if we live together before we're married. I need a day off. I think I'll call in sick. It won't matter if I don't claim this item on my IRS form. And so from childhood to old age, lying comes all too easily. Revelation 12:9 says that Satan deceives the whole world. Jesus calls him the ruler of the world. So the entire world of unbelievers is in subjection to Satan. And just as he is the father of lies, so his children are liars. Just as Jesus said about the Jews, you are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. It's no surprise, therefore, that when we watch the news, we hear politicians regularly accusing the other side of lying. Oftentimes, this turns out to be true. As I watched the news, our text came to my mind more than once. All men are liars. That's not the worst of it. The Spirit says, but evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. These are false teachers, and they are the worst of the liars, for they pretend to speak on behalf of God. They put on this facade of godliness, but out of their mouth come lies. Lying politicians we expect, but lying pastors? I have heard people say, our pastor wouldn't deceive us. He's a nice man. Paul warns us about such nice men. It's no great thing if Satan's ministers, his servants, transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Right now, there are many men and women standing in the pulpits of America and spouting lies to their people. And like Eve, their people buy into the lie. Why? Because they're unsuspecting. Furthermore, they do not follow the exhortation of John in his first epistle, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit." It's talking about the spirits of prophets, teachers. "Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." Now, where are you in all of this? First of all, you should realize that your old Adam is lying to you all the time. Every time you give in to a temptation, you have bought into the lie of the old Adam. And then if you try to get others to go along with you, you are lying to them. It's okay if we sneak out after bedtime. Who are we really hurting anyway? It'll be fun. Let's go to that movie. I know it's R-rated, but we won't be tempted. Okay, let's get our story straight so we don't get punished when we get home. I think that many of us need to confess that we have lied many times. And this includes deceiving. That is, letting people believe something, even if you know it's not true. And that is the word, true. Truth. Truth is central to our lives. It is through truth that God saved us. And it is through truth that we can extend that salvation to others. The truth sanctified us. It separated us from the world of the damned. The truth made us sons of God. The truth kept us in the faith from our conversion until this very day as you sit here. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor. The light of truth has shined into your hearts. Now let it shine out of your hearts and into your lives. We pray. Heavenly Father, grant that we no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. Amen. We turn to the words of hymn 120. We're going to sing verse 5 and follow that with verse 4.
Jesus, be with me and direct me. Jesus, my plans and hopes inspire. Jesus, from tempting thoughts protect me. Jesus, be all my heart's desire. Jesus, be in my thoughts all day. Nor suffer me to fall away. And may this year to me be holy. Thy grace so fill my every thought, that all my life be pure and lowly, and truthful as a Christian's ought. So make me while yet dwelling here, highest and blessed from year to year.